From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting for the Times Union. The Public Utility Law Project, a group that advocates for utility customers, filed a motion on December 5th with the State Public Service Commission requesting a prudence review, which would determine if Central Hudson Gas and Electric spent money inappropriately in a way that harmed its customers. The group also wants, and I quote, every individually identified problem, end quote, found by the prudence review to result in a fine, and I quote, to be returned directly to the company's ratepayers, end quote, according to the motion. The PSC is investigating Central Hudson's billing practices, as is a state Senate committee chaired by Senator James Kopis. Widespread problems with billing were reported starting in September 2021 when Central Hudson switched to a new billing system. The company appears to be rectifying its billing issues, but the amount of money owed to the company in back payment has changed little from the summer. In October, nearly 19% of Central Hudson's residential customers owed more than $64.5 million, or roughly $1,110 per account, according to Central Hudson's Collection Activity Report. Public Utility Law Project Executive Director Lori Wheelock said her organization filed the motion requesting a prudence review because, and I quote, we were so troubled, it's just very concerning. It's been well over a year now, end quote. Wheelock's organization is concerned about the taxpayer-funded utility customer subsidies, such as the Home Energy Assistance Program, and whether those funds were properly received and used by Central Hudson to help low-income residents. The group is also troubled by the possibility that Central Hudson could pass fines resulting from either the investigation or the prudence review on to ratepayers. PSC said the investigation into Central Hudson's billing practices was now ongoing, but could not produce a possible completion date. The second investigation undertaken by the State Senate Investigation and Government Operations Committee is close to being completed, and the final report is expected in early January. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Michael DeMasi is reporting for the Albany Business Review. The planned $100 million expansion of the Albany International Airport Terminal is expected to break ground in late spring 2023 and be completed by late 2024. The Albany County Airport Authority, December 5th, formally accepted a $60 million state grant toward the construction budget. Federal infrastructure and airport improvement funds will cover the remainder, according to spokesperson Doug Myers. The CHA engineering firm of Colony will design the project. Myers said the drawings and specs have not been finalized, so the project has yet to be put out to bid. The expansion will be built in front of the 290,000-square-foot building in the area of an existing pedestrian bridge that connects the terminal to the parking garage. That bridge will remain in place until construction is completed. The 30,000-square-foot expansion will allow more room for the Transportation Security Administration checkpoint on the second floor of the terminal, along with a bigger area for picking up or dropping off passengers. The space will also accommodate more concessionaires, such as food vendors. The Airport Authority also approved hiring Finnick McCready LTD of Boston to design two more boarding gates in Concourse A. The concourse expansion is part of the airport's long-term strategy to attract more airlines. The larger concourse will include a new business center, a quiet room to accommodate people with special needs, and a children's indoor playground. Federal infrastructure funding will cover parts of the cost. Read more about this story in the Albany Business Review. David Robinson is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett submitted her resignation last week. Bassett will return to her role in academia at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health effective January 1st. She served just over 1 year as the state's top health official. Bassett said in a statement, and I quote, this was a very difficult decision, end quote. Noting she has, and I quote, tremendous admiration for the work our staff has done during a very difficult year responding to COVID, mpox, polio, and the day-to-day challenges of protecting New Yorkers' health, end quote. Bassett said she was leaving now so the next commissioner can have a chance to serve a full four-year term under Governor Kathy Hochul, who was elected in November to a full term since she replaced Governor Andrew Cuomo in August 2021. Bassett replaced Dr. Howard Zucker, who resigned several months after Cuomo. Hochul said in a statement, and I quote, I am deeply grateful to Dr. Bassett for her service to New Yorkers and for her leadership during one of the most challenging public health eras of our lifetime, end quote. The governor's office did not immediately answer questions about its plans for appointing the next health commissioner. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.